Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Most adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century. Six o'clock in the morning, on top of a haystack in somebody's pasture, somewhere in Yolo County, California. It was at a quarter to midnight last night when Jack, Doc, and Reggie crawled wearily, not to say disgustedly, and at the same time gratefully, onto this haystack, burrowed in for warmth and comfort, and went to sleep. The reason they were forced to take to a haystack is typical. Doc was driving the car along the main highway through Yolo County. He suddenly decided that one of the dirt roads to the left was a shortcut. This was at 9 o'clock, and Jack and Reggie were dozing in the back seat. And so they drove for 2 hours in the dark of the moon on dirt roads that were not meant for car travel even in broad daylight, and at night would have been hazardous for Beelzebub himself. Jack woke up and cursed Doc inelegantly, and Reggie hung onto the bucking machine and chuckled. And Doc plowed doggedly ahead until he finally failed to negotiate a sharp turn and ended up in the ditch with a car on its side. Half an hour later, Reggie found the haystack, and now at 6 o'clock, dawn has broken. And Reggie moves in the hay and stretches. Awake, Reggie?
No, I say, Jack. Great. I thought I was the first to open my eyes.
No, I've been lying here watching the dawn come. Doc?
You must have a clear conscience. Sleeping peacefully.
Trouble with him, he hasn't any conscience at all. Getting us into this kind of a mess.
Oh, well, we weren't going any place in particular.
Oh, you like sleeping in a haystack?
Well, I can't say I've really minded.
It wasn't so bad at that, was it?
Jolly comfortable, on the other hand.
All right, but don't let Doc know you like it.
Quite. He's definitely in the doghouse.
Running the car into a ditch and turning it over, miles from civilization.
You make it sound much worse than it really is, don't you think?
You think so?
Quite, yeah. First place, Doc was traveling slow when we went into the ditch and we toppled over easy. I mean to say, I don't think anything was broken.
Even so, a car on its side in the ditch is pretty poor transportation.
Oh, but look here, a team of horses from a nearby farm.
Just a moment.
Yeah?
You say horses from a nearby farm?
Yeah.
Have you by any chance cast your eyes over the countryside since you opened them?
No, not exactly. Lying here on my back, it looks to be a beautiful world.
Flat on your back, all you can see is sky.
Beautiful sky. Lovely morning.
Uh-huh. Well, sit up and take a gander at the surrounding environs and say whether it looks so lovely.
I don't. I will. Oh. I say.
Well, is the morning still as lovely?
Oh, but look here. Miles and miles in every direction and not a bally thing in sight.
Yeah. It appears we've got quite a jaunt between us and today's breakfast.
Listen, I said the road. Someone's bound to come by sooner or later.
That, Reggie, is optimism with very little justification.
Hmm? Why so?
Well, there's every evidence that our red-headed Texas friend not only got us lost, but ran us 8 or 10 miles up a private road to turn us over.
I say, private road?
Well, it certainly isn't a county road. Matter of fact, if you look close, there's spots that look more like a rabbit's run.
But even so, 8 or 10 miles of private road?
Mm-hmm, certainly. Out here, some of these big grain ranches spread for miles and miles without even a fence.
Mm. Beautiful, what?
Yeah. Roll that sleeping Texan over here closer so I can kick him.
I say, he's going to suffer enough when he wakes up.
He sure is, if I can contrive it.
No, I mean when he's discovered there's no food in the immediate vicinity.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Wake him up.
Righto. Doc. I say, Doc. Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Doc. Sun's up.
Sun?
That's what I said. Sun's up.
Well, that's his tough luck.
Doc. Doc. Wake up.
But pretty soon.
Not pretty soon. Now.
Okay. Stop shaking me, huh? I'm awake, ain't I?
I don't know. Are you?
Of course I am.
Say something, then. Jack, I think this is a task for Hercules.
You're not violent.
I've shaken him until his teeth chatter.
Here, I'll show you how to wake him up. Get hold of his feet.
Righto.
I've got his arms. Now then, we'll swing him two or three times and let him go high in the air. When he comes down, he should either be awake or have a broken neck.
Well, but look around, aren't we liable to throw him clear off the haystack?
If we're lucky, maybe we will. Come on now. Swing him.
Right out.
Ready? One. Two. Three. Let him go.
Hey, look out. Dadgum, you're ornery high. Boy, if you two ain't the top notch sippy cats I met yet.
Morning, Doc.
Morning, my grandma. Don't you know you're liable to bust a feller's neck by flinging him around that way?
Yes, we thought of that.
You went and done it anyway?
Apparently.
Well, now I'm a slick-tailed hippopotamus trying to murder me in my sleep. Nice, cozy couple of partners.
Well, at least we accomplished our purpose.
The same being?
Waking you up.
Well, you could have been accomplished just as easy by speaking nice and gentle to me.
Well, Doc, now that you're awake, sit up and look around you.
I ain't going to do it. Going to lay right here and rest.
Oh, I say, listen.
You're going to do nothing of the kind.
Yes, I am. And Reggie, while I'm resting, you run over to the nearest farmhouse and have them start frying ham and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And mixing up a batch of about 20 sour milk hotcakes.
Is that all?
Well, it'll do all right for a starter. And when the eggs is turning nice and crisp around the edges, give a yell and I'll come a-running.
You sure you wouldn't like some orange juice and, we'll say, half a cantaloupe?
Yeah, it might be good at that.
Uh-huh. How about a side order of crisp fried potatoes?
Yeah, and maybe some hot biscuits. Well, what you standing there chortling about, Reggie? Get it going.
It's all a big, beautiful dream, Doc.
Huh? What you mean?
Sit up and take a look around you.
Yeah? Spank me for a baby.
I'd rather kick you for an idiot. You got us into this.
But looky, Jack, this is serious. We're marooned.
Marooned on a haystack.
And not a sour milk hotcake in sight.
But it must be 8 or 10 miles to the nearest inhabitants.
That's what we figured.
But I can't do that, Jack. I can't go without my food like this. Well, you boys know how my stomach is.
Doesn't he suffer interestingly, Reggie?
Oh, yes, there's a beautiful expression of agony in his eyes.
Well, I ain't fooling, fellas. Honest, I ain't. Well, right this minute, I'm so hungry, I got cold chills up and down my spine.
Those aren't cold chills. They're hayseed and stickers down your back.
Well, there's nothing for it, Doc, but to walk to the habitat of the nearest native.
Reggie, did you say walk?
Looks like it.
Unless you can figure some way of making the car carry us while lying prone on its side.
Yeah, that's it, the automobile.
I'm afraid not, Doc.
But looky, we ain't seen her this morning. Maybe if we all get our shoulder under her...
You know better than that, Doc.
But I can't walk 10 miles. On a full stomach, I can't walk 10 miles. On an empty one, I can't even hardly get off my back.
Who was the smart driver who took this shortcut?
Yeah, I know.
Who was the smart driver who turned us over in the ditch?
Okay.
Well, you spilt the milk, so stop crying over it.
Oh, it ain't, and I'm exactly crying, Jack.
Jack.
Hmm?
Look yonder.
What's that?
Well, I'll be doggone. Why, Jack. It's little old female girl coming up the road.
But look here, where did she come from? She wasn't inside a few minutes ago.
Oh. I see something else that looks fairly interesting.
Well, there ain't nothing more interesting than a pretty little old she-woman. Blamed if I don't think she's come to rescue us.
Well, now, what do you expect her to do? Pack you out of here on her back?
Well, I wish she'd hurry up and get close enough so as I can see if she's as pretty as I hope she is.
I'm still more interested in what I see further in the distance.
Distance? Oh, Jack, I say, dust raising.
And the way it's rising, I'd say there was a car coming this way in a hurry.
Doggone, a pretty girl in a ride to town all in one breath.
Yes, but look here, shouldn't we get down off this haystack and flag the car?
Decidedly.
Yes, sir, let's make that our thought for the day. Get down and flag that automobile.
Well, get up, Doc, get moving.
Wait a minute, I just had a better thought.
Well, hurry up, what is it?
You and Reggie flag the automobile, and I'll flag the girl.
Oh, no.
all right, now you've had your joke. Here, wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
Get down, Reggie. Out of sight.
I say, Jack.
Keep down. Now watch. That girl's seen the dust rising back of her.
But what
I say,
look at her. She's running for this haystack.
Well, what you know? You suppose she's seen me and recognizes me as her dream man?
Oh, yeah. And you keep down so she doesn't see you.
Well, I don't get it, Jack.
I don't either. Apparently she's afraid of that approaching car. Or else she just doesn't want to be seen.
Boy, will you look at her run. Why, my cousin Winnie Mae down in Texas couldn't do no better than that.
I say, the car's getting closer rapidly. I just caught a glint of the windshield in the sun.
Poor little fella. She's still got a ways to come.
She'll make it before the car gets close enough to see her, if she can keep it up.
Man, I'd sure hate to have to chase that baby. Come on, sugar, keep laying them down. You'll make it.
I say, just another 100 yards.
Car's still a mile and a half down the road.
Yeah, but it ain't wasting no time. And that ain't no road to make time on, neither. Hey, looky at her. Why, Jack, that little female girl's 100.
Jove, look at her face. She's frightened.
She'd have to be frightened to run like that. Now she's going to make it all right.
Jove, there she goes out of sight. What do you suppose she'll do?
Burrow into the hay and lie quiet if she's smart.
Well, Jack, maybe I should ought to slide down off this here haystack and kind of comfort
you. You stay right where you are.
But look here, Jack. The car will be here in another minute. Now, if we don't get down and flag it, it'll be gone and we'll still be without transportation.
Yes, son. It'll flash right by.
Let it flash by.
Well, hey, and us have to walk 10 miles to breakfast?
Is your breakfast more important than this girl's safety?
Yeah, that is a problem.
I don't see any problem.
Well, I do. What you'd rather do, sacrifice a girl's honor or my stomach?
Well, there she is.
Going right by.
Oh, apparently they aren't going by after all.
No, they've seen our car in the ditch.
Can you see how many there are, Rodden?
3. 2 men in the front seat and 1 in the back.
Getting out to examine our automobile.
Jove, look at the size of those 2 young chaps getting out of the front seat.
Real honest-to-goodness farmer boys. Reggie, how'd you like to tangle with one of them?
Right. I hope I don't have to.
That man in the back seat, he's much older.
Yeah. He seems doggone curious about our automobile.
Why shouldn't they be? Car in the ditch way out here?
I say, they're looking over here.
Yeah. Well, I was afraid of that.
Yeah. You mean they'll be coming over here?
They're bound to. And if they do, they're almost sure to find the girl.
Well, son, we can't have that.
But is there anything we can do?
Yeah. Let's slide down off the stack and go to meet them.
And if they're still curious about the haystack after that?
We're in good health. What's to keep us from stopping them?
Son, I was hoping you'd say them words. Come on, Reggie. Let's go see if we can't get ourselves a little fist fighting.
The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.